The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko. In the headlines, residents of Kwapong pledged to assist police identify and arrest individuals connected with recent mob attack. First Lady Lordina Mahama sworn in as president of Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS. African youth charged to use social media to promote positive developments on the continent. Libya's Prime Minister Abdallah Thani rescinds decision to resign. And Indonesian rescuers recover all 54 bodies on board plane which crashed in Papua region. The news in detail. The Bruno of Original Minister Eric Opoku says residents of Kwapong have pledged their support and commitment to helping the police to arrest people who vandalized the community police station. The development compelled police officers at the station to flee the town. He said so far one person has been arrested and is helping the police in their investigations. Speaking on Behind the News last night, Mr. Opoku said though the place is calm now, the police can only return to the town after their residence and the police station have been rehabilitated.
Surprisingly, the community condemned in no uncertain terms that particular action which took place on that very day. So we spoke to them, advised them, and indicated to them that, yes, we live in a democratic country, and indeed, any individual who participated in that outrageous and unlawful act will be exposed to the full rigors of the law.
Have there been any arrests yet?
The people pledge their support and willingness to help the police to apprehend all those who were involved. But as we speak, we have not arrested the other person, the one person who claimed one of the weapons shot by the police injured him. So that person was sent to a hospital in the Ashanti region. The police placed him and brought him to Sunyane. And as we speak, he is at the Sunyane hospital under the watch of the police. He is somebody, according to the police, can give them information as to who and who were there and what actually happened. And it hasn't pleaded with the community to give us the necessary information to enable the police apprehend the perpetrators.
How about the police? Because we understand they say they will never return to the town following the attack on them.
Actually, what happened was that the police station has been vandalized. It is in such condition that they cannot continue working in that office as we speak. Even if the police will go back to work, what it means is that we have to rehabilitate the police station. And besides, the police also complained that even in their homes, some people went to their various houses because they said they had fired some gunshot and a whole lot of things, but unfortunately they weren't there. So they were also not... We are also saying that we are not safe in that community. So the best way to go, and the advice we had from the police, was to evacuate them from the area until such a time that peace is restored, the perpetrators are arrested and prosecuted, and then the confidence of the police there is restored so that the police can go back and protect the citizenry of that area.
Bruno of Original Minister Eric Opoku talking to Agatha Samoa. Meanwhile, police investigations have revealed that a 20-year-old man who was stabbed to death by a fetish priest at Kwapong in the Sunafo South District of Bunahafo had gone for spiritual protection. According to the regional police commander, DCOP Maxwell Atingani, the deceased, Frimpong Donko, was among three others who went to the fetish priest's shrine for fortification. He told the GNA that the fetish priest, Efukoju, who was burnt to death by some irate youth of the town, ordered the four young men to abstain from sexual intercourse for some days to complete the process. The Ethiopian Tengani said, according to information gathered, the deceased, however, disobeyed the order and had sexual intercourse, blemishing the whole process. He said the four men, including the deceased, went back to the shrine to complete the rituals, but it proved effective on only the three men when the fetish priest tried a machete on them. DCOP Atingani said the command had since evacuated the six police personnel in the town to the Kukum police station because the mob traced them to their residence after vandalizing the police post. He said one Salifu Kabori, believed to be the key suspect and leader of the mob who sustained gunshot wounds during the violence, is on admission at the regional hospital in Sunyani under police guard. A peace-building practitioner, Dr. Emmanuel Bombande, says recent waves of violence being experienced in Bunahafu, particularly Kwapong and Teobodom, shows that much has not been done to deal with the problems in the area. He said until substantive issues such as land and chieftaincy matters are dealt with, the region will continue to experience pockets of violence occasionally. Speaking on behalf of the news, Mr. Bombande said the police must be up and doing to deal with any act of impunity, as this is the only way they can deter people from further engaging in acts of lawlessness.
I am not too alarmed, but any time I see this volatility, what it suggests to me is that we are not doing enough to deal with them appropriately. There are two layers that influence one another. The first is what we are talking about, which is behavior that results in criminal acts. And at that level, the police must deal with it in such a way that they do not create a sense of impunity. There is a sense in which people only know about arrests when violence occurs. But what happens afterwards? What investigations led to who was found responsible? What was the sanction? The public does not know. So young people feel that even when we commit these crimes in a mob violence and we are arrested, the law will be kind to us and we will go scot-free. And so the motivation to behave in this manner continues recurring. But I don't want to dismiss the fact that there is another underlying layer, that is the substantive issues that are at the root, and we must be dealing with those.
Whether they are land, chieftaincy,
all issues that are developmental oriented and have been left unaddressed for decades. Many of these issues have been lying dormant for decades, but they are the fuel that is exacerbating the type of violence, with the increasing intolerance, with the increasing small arms available, that creates this sense of anxiety that you are reporting today from Bunahafu region.
A peace-building practitioner, Dr. Emmanuel Bombande. The Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Christian Tetoyono, has promised to crack down on armed robbery syndicates operating at Kasoa Manfrum. This follows a multiple armed robberies in the area last Saturday that left at least 5 persons injured. The regional commander gave the assurance when he visited the area to personally assess the situation. Residents are not pleased with the consistent armed robberies in the area. Some say it has become increasingly impossible for them to sleep at night, and leaving home during the day is even more worrying. The residents also complained about the lack of security in the area and believed if the police's presence is felt in the community, the crime rates will reduce. DCOP Christian Tetoyono said patrol of the area would be intensified and asked the people to come together and install street lights to ward off the robbers. He advised the residents to clear bushes around the area, which might serve as hiding places for the robbers. He also called on them to support the police by mobilizing and putting up a police post. First Lady Mrs. Lordina Mahama has been sworn into office as the new president of the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, OFLA, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The OFLA president is elected every 2 years by the organization's General Assembly. Ghana's First Lady, the seventh to be elected to serve as president since the organization's establishment in 2002. In an address, Mrs. Mahama commended her predecessor, the First Lady of Chad, Mrs. Hinda Debbie Itno, for the excellent leadership she offered the organization during her period in office. She gave the assurance that together with a new team, they would work hard to improve on what has been achieved and set a new benchmark for future presidents of OFLA. According to Mrs. Mahama, in the last 12 years, African First Ladies have made tremendous contributions to the African Union's commitment to fast-track efforts to reduce AIDS to the barest minimum. She said, in particular, African First Ladies have realized the significant results as ambassadors for the elimination of mother-to-child transmission and for an AIDS-free generation.
Under my leadership, with your support, OFLA will strengthen ties with our existing partners and engage new private and non-governmental partners to achieve our strategic goals. Among these goals are the need to contribute to national efforts in preventing, managing and eliminating HIV and AIDS and the reduction of maternal and infant mortality. Also included in the goals are ensuring financial sustainability, both for OFLA and for the national health priority. As president of OFLA, my priorities for the period will be aligned to the sustainable development goals. My focus will be on accelerating the campaign to eliminate new HIV infections among children and keep their mothers alive. We can eliminate mother-to-child transmission and ensure that no child is born with HIV, and we shall achieve that. I will also advocate for a united and continental all-in campaign, which ensures that we track progress among adolescents and that no one is left behind.
First Lady Lordina Mahama. OFLA was established by the African First Ladies as a collective voice for Africa's most vulnerable people, women and children, infected and affected by HIV and AIDS. Today, OFLA has more than 26 African First Ladies as its active members, each leading her national chapter to do exemplary work in the areas of HIV and AIDS, maternal and child health, cervical and breast cancer. Present at the ceremony were five African First Ladies from Ghana, Kenya, South Africa, Chad, and Ethiopia, as well as African ambassadors and the diplomatic corps. Ghana National Gas Company says it will continue to engage residents living along its gas pipelines to protect the facility. The chief executive officer of the GNGC, Dr. George Sipayanki, made this known during a two-day retreat organized by the Western Regional House of Chiefs in Benin in the Jomoro district. He said the company will dialogue with the chiefs in the catchment areas to find a guideline for recruiting people for the job. Dr. Yankee said the Atabo gas plant has created direct and indirect jobs for thousands of people in the country, with a number being indigenous from the region. He said the Western Corridor gas infrastructure has created an avenue for more companies to relocate to the region. He announced that the Atabo gas plant is supplying 75% of the domestic gas demand and is expected to increase the volume in the coming months. Dr. Yankee will express regret that the West African gas companies had not met its gas supply target to the Abuazi Thermal Power Station. He said the WAPCO was supposed to supply 120 million standard cubic feet of gas daily per the contract signed with government. However, over the years, it has been supplying between 30 million and 45 million of gas per day, hence the shortfall in electricity supply to the national grid. Reports from the Eastern Regional Capital Kofodia show that the extension of the medical doctors' industrial action has affected attendance at the health facilities in the area. Almost all the benches at patients were empty except the optical department, which had more than 20 patients to be attended to as of 11 a.m. At units such as the children and adult outpatients department, the place was empty even though nurses were at post. Other departments visited were the dental unit, sickle cells department, and laboratory. At the pharmacy department, less than 10 patients were waiting to be served. The paramount chief of the Tama traditional area, Nia J. Kraku, has added his voice to calls on striking doctors to resume work in order to prevent fatalities while negotiations continue. Nia J. Kraku indicated that even though the doctors are fighting for a good cause, they need to consider the number of lives that will be lost due to the strike. The Tama manager made the appeal when the chiefs and people of Tama celebrated this year's home war. Nia J. Kraku urged the doctors to reconsider their decision, since saving human lives is the foundation of their profession. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Residents of Kwapong pledged to assist police identify and arrest individuals connected with recent mob attack. First Lady Lordina Mahama sworn in as president of Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS. African youth charged to use social media to promote positive development on the continent. Libya's Prime Minister Abdullah Tani rescinds decision to resign, and Indonesian rescuers recover all 54 bodies on board plane which crashed in Papua region. Please stay with us. The news now continues. The Ghana Office of the West African Examinations Council, WAEC, will host the 33rd Association for Education Assessment in Africa, AEAA, conference in Accra Monday. The forum will address the issue of quality education in the sub-region. Addressing a press rally last night, the head of WAEC's national office, Very Reverend Nimai Oleno, said WAEC has put in place strategies and structures to maintain the integrity of examinations it conducts. Very Reverend Oleno therefore urged stakeholders to collaborate with the examinations body to deal with malpractices. The National Council on Persons with Disability, NCPD, and other stakeholders are discussing a draft accessibility standards for public buildings. The draft, when it becomes law, will complement the Disability Act to make sure all public buildings become disability-friendly and conform to standards. At the forum to solicit inputs into the draft bill, the Director of Works at the Ministry of Water Resources, Westernhausen, John Tete, said that when it becomes a law, all public buildings will be refurbished to make them friendly to people with disabilities. The Secretary General of the UN Tourism Organization, Dr. Taleb Rifai, has asked the youth to use social media to promote positive stories about Africa. He said the international community has for a long time tagged Africa with negative stories which continue to make the continent look black to many people. Africa has always been seen as a continent of only poverty, disease and conflicts. Dr. Rifai was speaking on the sidelines of a three-day conference in Accra on how to brand Africa. Dr. Rifai said the youth should look out for amazing tourist sites and all the good things that Africa has to offer and show them to the international community. The Roman Catholic Junior High School at Kukwa in the Surrey Municipality of the Eastern Region is on the verge of collapse. The school block constructed by the community more than 60 years ago has not seen renovation and become a death trap to the 230 pupils and their teachers. Nana Samuel Isari, chief of the town, said the structure has developed deep cracks while the corrugated roofing sheets are also hanging loosely and the rainstorm could spell disaster. The Nasari said although the Municipal Assembly's Work Inspectorate Division has inspected the site, their response has been too slow. In news from elsewhere, President Jacob Zuma has handed over the position of chairman of SADC, Organ on Politics, Defense and Security Cooperation, to the Republic of Mozambique. South Africa took over the one-year tenure of the position at the last Southern African Development Community Summit in Zimbabwe last year. Libya's Prime Minister Abdullah Tani has rescinded his decision to resign, a move which would have added to the chaos in the conflict-strewn country. The Prime Minister backed down from his announcement and did not submit his resignation. The government is working as normal and is ready to go to Parliament for any possible questioning. Mr. Tani announced he was stepping down during an emotional live television appearance last Tuesday in which he faced a barrage of questions from ordinary Libyans. Indonesian rescuers have found the bodies of all 54 people who were on board the Trigana airplane that crashed in the western Papua region. The head of the search and rescue agency said his team found the aircraft completely destroyed and partially burned. The plane came down Sunday in the dense forest in the mountainous area close to its destination of Oaksville. It was carrying 44 adult passengers, 5 children and 5 crew members. The plane was also said to be carrying about $486,000 in cash, which was due to be distributed to poor families in the area. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha has described the bombing of a shrine in the capital, Bangkok, as the worst ever terrorist attack on the country. At least 21 people, including foreigners, were killed and scores injured. Mr. Price said the perpetrators have not been identified by the police, are investigating one suspect seen on security footage at the shrine. The bomb targeted the Erawan Hindu shrine, a major tourist attraction. It was detonated at the time the shrine and the busy junction where it is located were crowded. And now to the main point again. Residents of Kwapong in the Bonafu region have pledged their support to assist the police identify and arrest individuals connected to the mob attack. Already one person has been arrested and is helping the police in their investigations. The Bonafu regional minister Rico Poku, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the police is calm. The First Lady, Mrs. Yordina Mahama, has been sworn into office as the new president of the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, OFLA, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Mrs. Mahama is the seventh to be elected to serve as president since the organization's establishment in 2002. And bodies of passengers on board the Indonesian plane, which went missing on Sunday, have been recovered. The plane crashed in the western Papua region in dense forest in the Mantinos area. The head of the search and rescue agency said his team found the aircraft completely destroyed and partially bent. And that ends the news with Abraham Domko in Accra.
95.7 Radio with a Difference. Unique FM.